Chapter 12. Mrs. Parker asks for help. That lunchtime, there was another meeting of the editorial team of the Thornhill Times. Andrea began the meeting. "Jamie, did you talk to Jack about the karaoke evening?" she asked. "Yes, I did," said Jamie. "Jack likes the idea, but he wants to wait until next month. He says that at the beginning of the school year, Saturday nights are always very busy. Next month it'll be quieter, so we can do it then." "Okay," said Andrea. "We'll decide on a date, and then we can advertise the event in next month's paper." Then she turned to Melanie. "Melanie, we'll need a report of the big concert in next month's issue. Can you write that?"
"Yes, no problem," said Melanie.
Suddenly, there was a knock on the door, and the headmistress entered the newsroom. "Excuse me, Andrea," she said. "I need to speak to the entire editorial team for a moment." She paused before continuing. "I want you to write a special article in the next edition of the newspaper," she said with a serious expression on her face. "What kind of article, Mrs. Parker?" asked Andrea. "I want to warn all the students at school to take care of their things," answered the headmistress slowly, "and also to look out for people who are taking things."
"Taking?" asked Zack. "Do you mean stealing?"
Mrs. Parker didn't answer for a few seconds.
"Well, yes," she finally replied. "We've got a thief, or perhaps a few thieves, at Thornhill High."
"I don't believe it," said Zack, surprised.
The other students in the editorial team were also shocked by this news. Mrs. Parker continued. "Last week, a laptop computer disappeared," she said. "This morning, we couldn't find a CD player in one of the classrooms. It's important that everyone is careful. So I'd like someone to write an article warning the students to be careful and attentive."
"I can do that, Mrs. Parker," said Stephen. "I'll come to your office later with a first version of an article, and we can edit it together."
"Thank you, Stephen," said Mrs. Parker. "Now you can continue with your meeting. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but this was very important." And Mrs. Parker left the newsroom. After Mrs. Parker had left, the students started to talk about what she had said.
"It's terrible that someone is stealing things," said Melanie.
"And it might be a student. It could be one of our friends," said Zack.
"I hope that we find the person who is responsible very soon," said Elaine.
"The article in the newspaper will help," said Stephen.
Everyone agreed. They were all upset and worried, but they continued with the meeting.